Testing, checking. Yes! Let's go!
This is the Family Cast! This is the Family Cast! Food and music is life! Yes! Food!
Well, hello there, howdy, hello, hola, all the good stuff. Cheers, salutations, and greetings. It's me, Chef Josh Kimball. You're listening to episode 101 of the Family Cast, Food and Music is Life. Yes, indeed, indeed. Episode 101, today I'm talking to Matt from the band Toxins. Not the Toxins, that's just Toxins. Yep, talking with Toxins. Yeah, that's the conversation today. They got some new stuff in the works. I will get to all of that. Thanks for listening. Share the show with a friend. This is on Instagram.com/TheFamilyCast, and all the good stuff is there. You can find all the links for everything. There's links in the show notes for everything, like his band's videos and a new record, which they're releasing later this week. Special drop because they're doing a listening party. I'll tell you more all about that after the conversation. Before I get much further into this, I got to shout out, because I have to shout out Special Memories, June 4th, 1993. A band called Bad Religion released one of my favorite records of all time, one of their best records in their catalog, Recipe for Hate. June 4th. It was June. It was 1993. The world was a different place. Well, it was the 90s. It was the 90s. And I don't know. It was a time in my life where I was just forming my musical identity because I started Dogwood right out of high school, right? So I graduated in June of 93. So wow, 30 years ago myself. Dang. But I was just learning about Bad Religion, if you will. So that was pretty rad. I had known a little bit about them. I didn't even know they had released Recipe for Hate in June. I didn't find out about it till later in the summer. But it definitely formed a lot of rad opinions for me about music, about what punk rock could be, what punk rock was, is, will, would be, would become. It was definitely, for me, the shape of punk to come, if you know what I'm saying. It was definitely the shape of punk to come before Refused released their record. But it was a Bad Religion record. It had punk. It had, like, all these harmonies. It was technically on a major label, Atlantic Records. And that was at a time when I didn't know much the difference between that kind of stuff, but it was so life-changing for me, this record. And I just had to give a shout out to it because super important in my life and a super important record. I highly encourage you to listen to Recipe for Hate by Bad Religion. It's the one with the, it's got two figures on it. It's this two humans that have dog heads. Looks like, I believe they're German Shepherds on the cover. And it's just, it starts off with the song Recipe for Hate. And it's got a classic kind of suffer sound, but it's recorded in a major label studio. So it's got the big production sound also. It sounds really cool. They got all kinds of tempos and different beats and time signatures on the album. They're experimenting with different noises and structures for their songs. So it doesn't just sound like all their older previous records to this one. I think it's definitely in my top five Bad Religion albums. If you had to put them up against each other, man, it's just so good. I wanted to do a whole bunch of episodes on it, like I did with Process, but it doesn't matter. I can just tell you all about it right here. I won't speak too long on it, but some highlights from the record for me are the songs Recipe for Hate, Man with a Mission. Of course, Skyscraper is one of my all-time favorite Bad Religion songs. It might be in my top three Bad Religion songs. It's when I can play that one kind of on different instruments. It's a fun song to play. The harmony is excellent. This is one of those albums where they definitely used kind of their heritage nursery rhyme kind of talents that if you heard Mr. Brett talk about his songwriting, he's like, I just take old Jewish songs and turn them into Jewish folk songs and turn them into punk songs, you know, just play them a little faster and they're punk songs. So they took some old Jewish folk song sounds, they took some old nursery rhyme kind of sounds. If you listen to like all good soldiers like warheads. It's like kind of like you could picture kids dancing around to that a little bit, which is kind of ironic. And of course, one of their most iconic songs ever, American Jesus, is on this album. People have written books about this song. People have written essays and so many articles. The song itself has a lot to say. I've seen so many bands cover this song live, and if you look on like any streaming service like Spotify or whatever, you'll see playlists of people who are, it's just called Bad Religion covers, and American Jesus is like, you know, 20% of the songs on the covers list. So it's a really good classic, super awesome, catchy riff. Even the music itself is a song by itself, but there's lyrics too. So check out American Jesus, check out Skyscraper, and Recipe for Hate. And of course, on the song Watch It Die, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam is also singing on the song. And that was a highlight in 1993, especially because that's when Pearl Jam was really, really big. They were just like, they were only like two albums in, maybe even just one album in at that time. I don't even remember, but Eddie Vedder was huge. And I remember we were listening to it, a bunch of friends were listening to it one Sunday afternoon, and we're like, is that Eddie Vedder on a Bad Religion record? That's crazy. So that probably only helped them get a little bit bigger at the time too. Or I'm sure a lot of punk people were like, they're selling out. They're on a major label. They got Eddie Vedder singing, whatever. But hey, I like when people stop listening to bands that I like, because that's more for me, baby. Oh man. So happy birthday, Bad Religion. I love you so much. I hope you never die. 30 years later, Recipe for Hate is still one of the most influential and best punk albums, if not regular albums, of all time. So shout out to you, Recipe for Hate. Great record. Go listen to it, go stream it, do whatever. There's also obviously a 30th anniversary reissue vinyl pressing via the Epitaph store, so check that out. Of course, Epitaph Records is the label that Bad Religion founded, so that's cool too. So still going, man. I could do a whole long-winded episode about just this record alone. So anyways, Recipe for Hate, that's all I'm gonna say. Okay, one more thing. No, just kidding. Let's get into the episode with Matt from Toxins. They got a new album coming out, Existential Dread. And this album, man, guys, this is a really good album. This is a really good record, really good music, great musicianship from all five members. And Matt is the singer, the vocalist for the band, and puts a lot of energy and emotion into the songs. If you'll probably like it if you're fans of maybe Against Me, Hot Water Music, you know, the Fest bands, the Fest down in Florida, that kind of sound, the kind of sometimes slower tempo punk, but also like maybe hardcore, heartfelt vocals and chugging guitars. But also they got some slower melody. I'm saying too much about it. You just got to listen to it. It's really good. I highly recommend it. Came out of nowhere for me. I was stoked to talk to Matt, learn more about the history of himself and the band. And hey, he's a cook. He's been cooking at a bunch of places in San Diego, some of my favorite restaurants he works at, he has worked at, and now we got a lot in common because he's doing the thing. So Toxins, T-O-X-I-N-S, they got an album listening party this Friday at Fall Brewing, the Golden Rhino Room in South Park. Check that out. That's on Friday night, and then Saturday they're having an actual concert party. Not a party, well, it'll be a party, but it's a concert, a live concert at the Ken Club in Kensington. So you can make it to both, you can make it to one, whatever. It's gonna be rad. So get yourself some Toxins, just hold up a little bit. It's just a little bit ironic that I'm talking about Toxins, because, you know, I'm a food safety manager and stuff like that. So we don't like talking about Toxins in a good way, but hey, this is the exception, because this band rules. This band is, it's a lot of fun, and the music's good. They even got an endorsement from Laura Jane Grace from Against Me. Laura Jane Grace did a little like listening video on the Toxins Instagram page, and just like goes through the song Brown Bag Special. And it's just, it's really cool to see endorsement like that from a musical hero of my own, and a musical hero to so many. So Laura Jane Grace endorses Toxins. So that's really cool. That's really cool that they got that to happen. So yeah, shout out to Mike from Sweet Beef Agency for setting this up. And yeah, I'm going to let you listen to the conversation with Matt from Toxins here on The Family Cast. Food and music is life. Yes. Yes, indeed. Okay, let's dig in. All right. Amigos y familia. Yeah.
Hey, good to see you.
Get him on camera.
Wild, huh?
Small world. Small world. Homies everywhere. Yeah. Oh. Well, if you didn't know by now, everybody, this is Matt Watkins. And wait, you're in a bunch of bands, right?
I'm in two bands. I'm in Human Issue. And well, firstly, I'm in Toxins. And then I play in Human Issue. Human Issue mainly just does like tours, though.
Okay. So multi-talented individual, and just secured a new place. We're here to mostly talk about Toxins, right? Because you guys are doing that stuff. And an animal. We got an animal. Is that your pet?
No, I just met him.
Oh, cool. Well, it seems like you have taken a liking to each other.
Yeah,
are you born and bred in San Diego County, or what's up?
No, I'm from San Antonio, Texas, actually.
Okay.
I moved out here in September. It'll be 4 years.
Nice. Welcome.
Thanks.
I think that you've taken a liking to the city.
I've always liked it. Like we used to tour out here with my old band. I used to play in a band called Signalman from San Antonio, and you know, we played a bunch of like festivals. Like we did like the Las Galera Fests, we did like Awesome Fest, and you know, we would just do a bunch of West Coast runs. And so I kind of like met a bunch of people, and I ended up meeting an ex-girlfriend, currently now an ex, but I mean, when we broke up, I was just kind of like, fuck that, I'm staying here. You know, I love it out here.
Yeah, this is my city.
Yeah.
Love it. That's good. So good. So probably
back to Texas unless it's in the box.
Oh, okay. That sounds like some song lyrics. So what's new with the band? What's going on with, what are you guys doing right now?
We're releasing our first full length, our first vinyl actually too. Nice. I mean, not counting, cause we did like a compilation with a bunch of other bands and that's on vinyl as well, but I don't really count that. Like this is like our first like vinyl. So we're releasing that on Saturday the 9th. No, Saturday's the 10th, right?
Yeah. So this weekend.
Okay.
The 9th is Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Friday. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're having a listening party over at Fall Brewing in South Park.
Oh, cool. Nice. At the Rainer Room. I love it.
Yeah. 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 And
that's dope. How did that come about? What'd you do to
Mike set it all up.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike's been doing like a lot of our like PR and stuff because you know, he's got like Sweet Beef Agency and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That beautiful, beautiful man.
Beautiful man. Yes. We're talking about Mike from Doc Hammer and helping out PR with other bands too. So, or if you see him at Pretzels and Pints, whatever, he's everywhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you, when I sent you, when I sent you guys the message about the meeting, you said heard like a kitchen guy. You know what's up?
Yeah, I'm a kitchen guy for sure, dude.
Yeah,
I've been in kitchens for like 12 years.
Ha! I love it. Okay, are you in town? Are you cooking in town right now?
Yeah. I mean, like, dude, since I've lived out here, I've probably had like 5 or 6 different kitchen jobs, but maybe 7.
Yes. Yes.
Right now I'm working in Ocean Beach over at Pizzeria Luigi.
Heck yeah.
That place is dope. Before that, I was
one of my favorite spots. Yeah.
It's so sick. Hey, if you're ever there, dude, come by. I'll hook you up with a slice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will.
Yeah.
I totally will.
And before that, I was over at the Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
And bye, City. Good to see you too.
Love that.
So before that I was at the Balboa in Bankers Hill. I've also worked at like Lionfish at the Pendry Hotel.
Very nice.
Craft and Commerce in Little Italy.
Okay, so you've done all kinds of different places, like different styles. I like it. Yeah. Are you cooking? What are you doing there?
Luigi?
At any of them? Are you
taking
care of everything?
At all of them, I'm cooking. Right now at Luigi, I'm prep.
Nice.
So I work all mornings. That's the best fucking schedule, dude. You already know.
Yeah. So you could be off for a concert.
Closing a kitchen, dude. When I used to work at Kraft, I would go in at like noon and I wouldn't get out until like 2 a.m.
Whoa, that's a long shift.
Yeah. That job was wild, but they I will give them this. They paid me up the ass to be there. You know what I mean?
Nice,
Six days a week, like 12 to 13 hour shifts, you know.
Wow.
Pay was really good, but it was just very mentally exhausting. Like I couldn't do it anymore. I was breaking.
Mm-hmm. That's that chef life for sure. Man, so if out of all those four jobs you've had in San Diego or more, could you pair any kind of like food with your music nowadays? Like now that you've done so much different food stuff in San Diego, and now that you're in, you know, like if you're playing like a, let's face, say for example, you got your new album coming out. You know all the feelings that went into the album, or the songs, the process, you and all that. And then
are you trying to find out what kind of wine pairs best with my album?
You could do wine. You could do you could pair bourbon or coffee or bubbly water.
I would say,
or food.
I would say, an Irish coffee, mm-hmm. and fuck food. No, it's just an Irish coffee.
Yeah, well, that's the diet of a lot of cooks for sure. Well, that's cool because so you're talking about high energy, but also with the mellow twist, a little mellow twist in there.
Yeah,
every once in a while, or just laid back. That's fine. How'd you get into music? I mean, how'd you, you know, San Antonio scene, or what's going on?
So, I got into music, since I was like probably around like 4 or 5 years old, mm-hmm. as young as I can remember, I had always been like super intrigued by music. And the thing that got me, or the song that got me, like feeling that way, believe it or not, was, Richie Valens' version of La Bamba.
Nice.
I don't know why, but I heard that song and I was
unforgettable.
Like,
yeah,
I was like, I want to be a singer. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I didn't have any like bands, like, you know, kind of growing up or anything. A couple of friends of mine, we wanted to start a band like in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, at that time in your life, it's just all talk, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah.
And I didn't sing for the first time in front of people until I was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I was in geometry class and I met my best friend, Fabian, there. And I was listening to my headphones and I was singing along to Days of Phoenix from AFI.
Nice.
And he was like, he like tapped me and he's like, yo, he's all, you got a good voice, man. He was like, he's all, me and some friends actually play like a bunch of AFI covers. He's all, if you want to like come jam. And nice. I was like, fuck yes, I do. So after school, I went and met up with them and jammed out. And then from then on out, it was like, just going, like, we're playing backyard parties and everything like that, and it was like cool, and I was like, yeah, I want to do this.
Love that.
And so I started my first real original band when I was mm-hmm. 18, and that's kind of got another funny story to it, because at the time, I don't know if you remember, you know, Doyle from the Misfits.
Yeah,
he was starting up this project at the time called Gorgeous Frankenstein.
Yeah,
and he sent out, or like whoever the fuck sent out, like, you know, mass word that, hey, we're looking for a singer. Send us audition tapes. Mm. And I was like, sick. I was like, I could do that. So I found a group of guys that we would just play like Misfits covers and stuff.
Fun.
And we recorded a couple of them and I was like, yeah, I'm going to send this in. But then one day, you know, we fuck around and find out, you know, hey, we could write an original. So we wrote an original And then after we wrote that original, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I was all, let's just do that. You know, like, fuck jumping on this like bandwagon shit. I was like, let's just see where we can get, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get too far. we're a band for maybe like, I don't know, like 2.5 years, 3 years. And then I ended up catching a charge and I went to jail for a year.
Oh no.
And so needless to say, the band disbanded, you know, got out of jail, didn't know what I was going to do. So I started learning how to play guitar, and then I started learning how to play guitar and sing just so that I could do something.
Mm-hmm.
And my other best friend, I have so many best friends. Everyone's my best friend.
Nice.
And so my other friend, Vincent, he played bass in the first band. And him and I started like a 3-piece project, dude. And we're just such a hot mess. Like my guitar was never tuned. I was always fucking up. Like I remember playing this one show and this guy kept coming up to the stage and he was like, bro, your guitar needs to be tuned. He's like, let me tune your guitar for you. Like your guitar's untuned. And I was like, yeah, cool. I was like, I don't care, dude. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at like what I'm doing right now. And I know that, but I'm doing it. And because that shit makes me happy, dude.
That's fun. Yeah. How long ago was that?
Oh, shit. That was like back when I was like 23. So fuck. Math, right? I can't do it.
That's all right. So, but I mean, as far as like that was still in Texas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was still in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was still in Texas. After that, then that's whenever I had started another band with more or less like this kind of same group of friends. And that band was sick. I actually kind of missed that band. We never recorded anything, which is unfortunate. I mean, we do have something like on a cassette because like our guitar player, he used to have like one of those recorders. And you know, like you stick the cassette in and you can record, and like a so track. we have that, but it's like real poor quality and and
besties.
And so that band was very short-lived because after our first couple of shows we had played a show with Signalman, who at the time they didn't have a front man. It was just the bass player and the guitar player, or one of the guitar players doing vocals. And so we played a show with them. And then I got a message from Jake the next day. He's one of the guitar players. I got a message from Jake and he tells me, he's like, hey, would you be interested in trying out for vocals for Signalman? And I was like,
oh, nice.
And they were talking about going on tour, and so that's why I did it, you know, because I'm the type of guy where it's like I'm gonna follow the opportunity, you know what I mean? Because we only got this one shot, you know what I mean? So you may as well take it, you know. Like I wasn't gonna be like, no, I'm gonna stand with my fucking friends that nobody fucking like nobody's doing anything, you know. Like most of them are fucking drug addicts and alcoholics and shit. It's like, nah, I'm gonna fucking go on tour, you know?
Yeah, so, good choice.
Yeah, so I did that. And if it wasn't for joining Signalman, I would never fucking be out here, you know? I'd still be in San Antonio spinning my wheels.
Mm-hmm. Eating those puffy tacos.
And eating those puffy tacos, dude. Yeah. Henry's.
Shout out Henry's, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Well, I think that Toxins is making a pretty good name for themselves, though, right? Like now, right? You guys are.
I mean, yeah, I guess I don't really ever think about it too much. Until
I mean, just playing more and more. You put out a record, you know?
Yeah, like that's cool. I think a lot of it hasn't really like. I haven't really like been able to really like process a lot of it, like, you know, like because I'm, you know, like I've been going through a lot of shit. It's been a hard past like couple of years, like about like hard year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when I kind of like take a step outside of my own shit and I like take the time to actually pay attention to what's going on around me, mm-hmm. I kind of realize it. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, yeah, like there's good things happening. It's just, I'm having a hard time like appreciating it. You know, it's like, I'm having such a bad time with everything else that it's like, you know, like I don't have, like, I can't recognize when there's something good right in front of me. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I guess to answer your question, yeah, like, I mean, toxins is, you know, doing exactly what I dreamed of doing when right. I was 15. You know yeah. what I mean? So it's yeah. like, it's like one of my lyrics that I kind of like, that kind of resonates with me, because a lot of times when I write, I don't necessarily know what the fuck I'm talking about at the moment. Mm-hmm. But then like down the line,
foreshadowing.
It's like I write something and I'm like, yeah, it sounds cool, and I put it together, but then I don't really relate to it at the moment. But then like a couple months later, I'm like, oh damn, I'm really feeling this. And one of those lyrics is I'm sick and tired of counting my blessings. I got everything I want, but yet I feel I'm missing out.
Mm.
And I'm like, dude, yeah, that's like so true. It's like, you know, I'm over here fucking sitting on my ass, fucking feeling sorry for myself or whatever the fuck, you know, whatever I'm going through. And it's like, hey, wake up, dude. Like you've got good things. I've got good friends. I've got good people around me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's like, I just like, you know, I get caught up on the hangups. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's good that you recognize it too, actually, you know, and you can write about yeah. it too. You get, 'cause that's the gift and beauty of being a songwriter, is you can put all that into a song. It's funny too that you wrote it and then you didn't even realize what the word meant until after you hear it or whatever. Yeah. I love that. A realization. Yeah,
it's like my subconscious telling me like, yo, you need to fucking pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, I'm just a big dumb kid, big 35 year old kid.
Yep. Minor at heart. I love it. what are some of your like musical influences, or like either with writing or listening to, what do you like to listen to when you're being inspired?
I mean, obviously, you know, I probably draw the line at like December Underground. I mean, I still appreciated the album, but that's when I was kind of just like, I don't relate to this anymore. Like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, you know, like, I like the way that Davey Havoc like writes, in the sense, like, you know, like he's very like kind of poetic, you know, and, mm-hmm. But I also really like the way that I love Anthony Green. I love his writing style. And I love the dude from Bayside. I can't remember his name. I think his name is also Anthony. I'm not sure.
Or Jack.
No, I think Jack's the guitar player. Isn't
okay.
He?
I mean, he sings, but he might not be the main songwriter.
But yeah, I know, like, what yeah, I like what about... What I like about Bayside's writing is that it's a little similar to like kind of what I go for, in the sense that it's like, it's a little self-deprecating, but it's honest is what it is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for me, what I've come to realize, because I used to get really insecure about like writing shit, and I would be like, man, people aren't going to like it, you know, like, and usually they didn't, you know, like it took me it took me a while to find like my little like niche little like fucking audience or whatever of people that appreciate what I write about.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's like my shit would just make people uncomfortable, you know, because like what I like to write about is like the reality of things. It's like, you know, like some days aren't good, and you know, sometimes you fucking hate yourself. Sometimes you don't want to wake up, you know, like, and it's like, I'm not trying to beat myself up, but I'm singing about the fact that I actually do beat myself up like all the time. I am my own worst enemy. I am entirely too fucking hard on myself. I have a really hard time forgiving myself for things. So it's like, you know, I got to get it out somewhere, you know? So may as well write and sing about it. You know, I'm not going to sing about shit that I don't fucking feel, you know? Like, you got to do it from the heart, dude.
You sound pretty self-aware of it, actually. Like, you know those things that you're writing about, you know.
Right.
A lot of people or musicians or just don't know that stuff or sing about nonsense or whatever, but it sounds like you're actually you want to get those things out, and that's a good it's good therapy for sure. It's good
Oh,
therapy.
for sure, dude. Oh my
Especially,
God.
and then you get to play it live in front of other people too, you know.
It's intense, dude. It's intense. I like to I also like to add to that intensity a little bit. Like, and this isn't like just like some kind of like bogus fucking stunt or whatever that I do, like not like gimmicky or anything, but I've always liked to perform on mushrooms. And it's because, I mean, I don't know if you've ever taken them or anything, but it's like, it just like intensifies whatever it is you're feeling. You know, like what I love about mushrooms is that it connects you to yourself on a different level, like on a very molecular level. And to be connected like that while you're singing these words that you're already connected to, it's like, it just makes the whole thing just fucking like, whoa, like intense. I mean, I don't do like a shit ton of them. I mean, sometimes, but usually I'll just do like, you know, just do like a little microdose or something, you know, just something to, you know, kind of like get me in the zone, you know, get me into like character or whatever.
Sure. Did you actually write about any of that on the new record? Did you write
No,
anything about that?
about mushrooms.
Or just about like that feeling of being on that intense level of, you know, higher spirituality, or, you know, next level human, or, you know what I mean? Like wherever it gets you. Because
No,
that's
not
a
really.
next
No, I
time.
just,
Next time.
yeah, maybe one of these days.
No problem. It's like I was just wondering, because like if you're already self-aware and you're talking about like your feelings or problems or joy or whatever, if that's already intensified, to be like, oh yeah, this is, or you keep it private, and then people have to figure out why you're so good and giddy on stage, you know, whatever.
Right.
It's fun, but high energy, right? High energy. And then what is it, self-released or it's on a label?
It's self-released.
Nice. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun, right? Getting the vinyl pressings and all that kind of stuff, and getting the fans on
Yeah.
board.
The vinyls look beautiful too, man. I really like, okay, like so at first, I'm gonna be honest, like I did not like the artwork. And I felt like a dick for not liking it and for not saying anything, but I don't know. I was just kind of like in a weird headspace, and but I mean, like getting the physical copy of it and everything and seeing it, I'm like, dude, actually, I really dig this. I'm like, this is
Nice.
actually really cool.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, that's rather it changed your mind after, like, you saw the whole package. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I think because like just seeing it in pictures was just kind of like I was like, what? But no, it's good. I like it. I really love the vinyl. It's like a really like a sky blue almost, and it's got like an orange like sand colored blob in the middle, and
Nice.
each blob is like a little bit different sort of. And I don't know, it's I was like staring at it the other night that we played. We played over at the Casbah, and I was sitting behind the merch table, which is like on, like, I hate being behind the merch table, but I was sitting behind the merch table and I was looking at the vinyl and I was like, dude, this is so fucking cool. Like,
That's awesome.
baby's first vinyl, you know?
But
It was cool.
I think that's cool when musicians get to like enjoy the final product of their craft too. It's like, you know, some people are like, I don't ever listen to our music. I don't ever like wear our shirts or anything like that, but it's cool to enjoy
Yeah.
it. It's cool to be
Right.
able to still enjoy the stuff you make. You know, same thing as a chef too. Like, I don't get to taste my own food or whatever. It's like every once in a while I'll eat the food, or, you know, end product is like, wow, we did a good thing. We did a really good thing, you know? And
Yeah, dude,
it's something to be proud of.
exactly.
And it's okay to be proud of that, and not overboard proud, but it's okay to be proud of what you did, you know? So I think,
you know,
people...
like one of my favorite restaurants that I ever worked at was back in San Antonio. It was called Rosella, and one of my favorite fucking chefs, fucking Chef Rafa, he taught me most of like everything that I know, and
Yes.
like and him and our sous chef, like they really took me in and like taught me a lot, and they believed in me, and they gave me more and more responsibility, and until like you know one day I went and I helped them open up another location. And at this location, I was working brunch service, and I remember like during a Mother's Day, dude, I was just like banging out fucking omelets and crepe orders and eggs benny, like just like a machine, dude, like just like nonstop, dude. And like at the end
Love
of the
that.
day, it felt very rewarding because I was like, damn, I fucking did that. At one point, dude, I shit you not, I plated four omelets at once by holding the pans like between like one pan between these two fingers and that one and then these ones. And
Intense.
I didn't know if it was gonna work out, but I was like doing it, it's like that, and I'm using the pan to kind of fold it over, and in the corner of my eye I could see my chef staring at me. And when I got done, I just look up and I smiled, and he just shook his head, and he was like, I don't know if I agree with what you're doing, but I appreciate your ingenuity. He was like, what the fuck, dude? But yeah, they
Got
would
done.
tell
I
me
love
all the
it.
time, like our sous chef Alicia, she would tell me all the time. She would be like, because she would eat, she was always eating. I would make her like an omelet or like a crepe or whatever, and she would be like, oh my God. And she'd be like, Matt, she's like, have you tried one of your fucking omelets? I'm like, no, never. And she's like, dude, she was like, you're missing out, like you need to try
Oh,
one of these. And you
that's
know
dope.
eventually I did, and I was like, oh my God, it's good.
See, you finally did it. Yeah. One day you're gonna sit
Yeah.
down and listen to your record and be like, you know what? We did a good thing, you know?
I was doing that the other day when I was on my way to work. I was waiting for the bus, and I was feeling really down, like I was feeling kind of like depressed or whatever, and I was like, you know what, dude, I'm gonna cheer myself up by listening to this album, you know. So I threw it on my headphones and I'm listening to it, and I just started smiling, and I'm like, dude, how did I miss that this
Yeah.
is really fucking banging?
Yeah, you're talking
You
about your
know,
own
like,
record, right?
yeah, I was like,
Yeah.
dude, these guys are so talented, like all my band members and shits, like fuck man, like these are really like well-written songs. And I was like, okay, I
That's
have
dope. That's
not been
dope.
paying attention.
So more awareness. It's like that's yeah, because then you start to remember the whole recording process in the studio and like the writing process of the songs. It's like it's cool that it brings back that to you, yeah. Brings that back to you
Right.
by listening to it. So, and that's what you miss out on if you don't listen to their own records or whatever. I know some people who listen over listen to their own music or over enjoy their own food, but it's like every once in
Right.
a while going back, you know, and there's no harm in that. It's like enjoy what you did, you know. Enjoy what
Yeah.
you did. That's dope. Yeah.
I think it's like I said, it's a good way to kind of like, because I'm not an egotistical person. Like I am not like, I'm not out there to like be like, hey, I'm fucking, you know, I'm badass, or I'm in a band or whatever the fuck. It's like, I don't care, dude. Like I'm a working bee. You know what I mean? Like I don't really ever fucking talk about my band unless it's like to my band members. You know, like I'm usually just focused on like work. You know, like I'm like, I gotta go to work, I gotta go do this, you know. And it's like, but every now and then, whenever I do feel low on myself, I think it's like it's a good little pick me up to like listen to, like, you know, even one of our old tracks or shit. I'll even listen to like Signal Man sometimes, and I'll be like, okay, there's something else that I'm good at besides this, you know,
Yeah.
besides like my skills in the kitchen. Because I know in the kitchen, I don't doubt myself. With this, I'm constantly doubting myself, because I don't know. I mean, I get scared, you know, like I'm very vulnerable, so you know, like I'm like, fuck, dude, like this is something that can like hurt my feelings, you know, like.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But with cooking or like with kitchen work, it's like, no, it's like I don't worry about that, dude. I know I'm a fucking beast in the kitchen.
I love that. Yeah, your roommates are gonna appreciate that too. You know, who's on dinner tonight? No, that's cool. What's your favorite thing to make to cook?
Honestly, like breakfast stuff.
Seriously. I know. It's yeah. I love that same thing. I love brunch, yeah. I love breakfast, yeah. All kinds. Mm-hmm. Anything in particular?
I'm very simple, dude. I like to do like, you know, omelets or like or just like, you know, the typical like, you know, eggs, potatoes, mm-hmm. bacon, whatever else, dude, like whatever. Honestly, my favorite thing to cook is whatever I can throw together. Like yeah. I'll look at what I have and I'll be like, oh yeah, that would be nice, that would be nice. Because the thing about cooking, dude, is like you don't actually really have to fucking know what the fuck you're doing. You just have to know what you like to eat, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
true. Yeah, how you want it to taste,
like what kind of flavors you like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like you don't have to, like, I'm far from being like a chef, you know what I mean? Like I couldn't create a menu, or maybe I could, I don't know, but I don't think that I can. Like I could create a menu for myself, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'd be like, so the first course is Pop-Tarts, you know,
and that'd be good though. Some people would like that. But I could challenge you. I'll challenge you right now. I think you should. It'd be fun sometime to just come up with a concept for a menu for, you know, what do you like? That, I mean, that's what people do when they start food trucks or whatever. It's like they're cooking the food that they grew up with or that they love right. eating. They put their own twist on Mexican food or whatever the case may be. You know, they'll get some grief for it because it's not authentic or whatever. But it's like their food. It's like you don't have to eat their food. It's like their spin on it. Who cares? You know. And sometimes it's a winner. You know, so like,
yeah,
I challenge any cook that likes cooking and like knows what they like to just, you know, put menus on, and then maybe even on the events I do is like try to put pair music with that, with each course or whatever the case may be. So since you're a music fan and you know a lot about cooking, you could totally do that. And I encourage you and challenge you to do that as a, you know, as a lover of music and food, you know, but that's what this show is all about, baby. That's what we do here. So, yeah.
Put out a menu, put out an existential dread menu.
Sure. Even if it's just for fun, like, or like, you know, your next record concept is written like a menu or whatever the case may be. It's because like, you know how a menu looks.
Oh, that would
be
cool.
You know how food looks, how it tastes, and then how to, you know, you're lucky and blessed enough to be doing both, I think. And some people are stuck doing just like the one thing, like they're a distiller and they're really good at it, but you get to do both. You get to be music and, you know, so I mean, you're in a good spot as far as that's concerned. So stoked on that. And then new albums coming out. What's the, is there a big, big release tour happening?
I think we may have waited a little too late to put the tour together, but we were shooting for like 10 days in July. But right now I think like we're like scraping together the dates because I think we're like 1 month shy of like, you know, having it like fully prepped. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm not too sure what's going to happen, but I know that we are like doing like, you know, we're doing our best to do like as many out of town shows as we can. You know, just so we don't end up looking stupid.
No, that's cool. Yeah. It'll happen. Maybe sometime late fall, who knows? But
yeah, I mean, honestly, dude, I wouldn't mind like waiting a little bit, you know, just because, I mean, like I said, I'm here checking out a room. So it's like, mm-hmm. I want to get, and I just started working at Luigi too. So I want to get the money kind of like rolling in more consistently before that's I smart. Fucking... you know, do anything crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. Yeah. That's a good thing. But that's really cool. So listening party this weekend, Fall Brewing, South Park.
Yep.
In the
Rhino. Rhino room.
So you can get some ice cream next door, do whatever. Let's get crazy. But
I love ice cream, dude.
Seriously. Oh, I and know.
Another thing too, which reminds me of made me think because we said ice cream. Mm-hmm. I just finished writing a music video for us, And we did like 2 days of filming, got everything kind of going. A buddy of mine, I met him back in Texas, but he's from out here. I don't really know where from, but he's back out here now, and he's living in LA. And we reconnected recently. His name is Jeff Antons. Phenomenal fucking like videographer. Like his,
oh, it's dope.
He dude, like we did 2 days of filming, and I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I can't wait till like, you know, I get like a sample back or whatever. Motherfucker, the next day, the third day, sends me back like a rough cut of the video, and I'm like, holy shit, like, dude, this is sick. but there's a like a little scene or whatever in there where me and my drummer Guy are eating some ice cream on the beach.
Nice.
Yeah, it's I'm really stoked for that. So that should be coming out either towards the end of the month, if not next. I don't really know. I mean, obviously Jeff works fast, so I'm not sure, it could come out sooner. I don't know.
Right.
We got another day of filming that we're gonna do on the 17th over at this art show that we're playing at. I think it's Rolando's Taco Shop.
Nice. Right. Yeah. I love a good taco shop show.
Yeah. Some buddies of mine. Like we're all like a part of like a little art collective, and they're throwing an art show, and they Hell wanted yeah. to have a live band, so they're like, you guys want to play? And I was like, the fuck?
That's the way to do it. All
at
right.
At a taco well, shop? Yes.
I'll get all the info and put all this kind of stuff in the show notes. That's dope. You know?
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. That would be cool.
I'll hope to make it out to the listening party.
Yeah, that would be sick, dude. You come out to the listening party, dude, I'll buy you a beer.
Hell yeah. Okay. I'll bring you some ice cream.
That would be sick.
Dude, stoked, man. Yeah, well, I guess I'll see you at the party then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or at the pizzeria, who knows? Rad, rad, rad. Welcome back. Yeah, that was a fun conversation. This is one of the new songs from their album. It's called Worlds Apart. It's on the new album being released. The album is called Existential Dread, of course. And I will play, don't worry, I will play a song in full without me talking over it. I just wanted to give you a little teaser of it because it sounds really cool. There's a lot of different style genres on there, I think. It's all like in different styles of punk and hardcore, post-hardcore stuff. Matt is a talented individual singer, if you know what I'm saying. I speak from experience. It's hard to get all those different keys and ranges that he hits with the screaming, with the hardcore, and the keeping the harmony and the melody going. All the musicians in Toxins are really good, but I know what it takes to be singing on key like this, so and still sound passionate, vigorous, and emotional. Get your emotions conveyed through the words and through the music. So yeah, props to you, Matt. Shout out to Toxins. Go to their album listening party this Friday in South Park if you're around. If you're not, just get the album online. You can find it at any streaming service, you know, Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple. I tend to start by advertising with Bandcamp because that you can purchase the tracks directly from the band directly. And usually Bandcamp will do a thing where they pay out more per track than, you know, say any other place where you can buy the tracks. So I always recommend using Bandcamp first before you stream on other sites and before you purchase from other sites too. So try to find them on Bandcamp.
for Toxins on Instagram. They are We Are Toxins. I have links in the show notes so you can get to anywhere you want to get for the band from the show notes. Yeah, they got a lyric video on YouTube. And of course, go catch them live whenever they're coming to your town. If you're in San Diego, ain't no reason you haven't seen them yet. Get out there. All right. Yeah, that was fun. And shout out to Mike from Sweet Beef Agency. He's also in Doc Hammer. So check out Doc Hammer too when you can. They're fun. Anyways, yeah, Toxins. That's the new album coming out this weekend. You heard it here on The Family Cast. Food and music is life. Yes. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Yeah, it's been real fun. I'm gonna see you on the next one. And in the meantime, go get some good food. We got a lot of good places in San Diego. Go catch some good shows. There's a lot of rad concerts on my calendar. Hit me up if you want to know what shows I'm going to. You can find me online anywhere. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. Email famcastpod@gmail.com. What else? If you want to send me a tip, that's cool. Venmo, JOSHUACK at Venmo. At Joshua CK. You can buy, there's links. I got links. Go to my Linktree.com/FamilyCast. You can send stuff there. Maybe we want to exchange some records. Maybe we want to do a swap. Maybe you want me to sing on a song. I'm on there too. You can link to me. You can book me for singing, or I can help you produce shows or, podcasts or whatever. I do it all. And this week I'm pretty busy in the kitchen, but I'll still be around. I'm going to two shows this week too, before I even get to see the Toxins party. So I'm busy, busy, busy. Anyways, I gotta go. I'm gonna play play their single. It's called Brown Bag Special. It's the one that's endorsed by none other than Laura Jane Grace. That's pretty cool. I'm going to play that after I'm done talking here. So thanks for listening. Share the show with a friend. Follow along. Follow the fun. Go listen to old episodes if you haven't heard them. We have a lot of fun doing this, and I've talked to a lot of rad people. This is episode 101, but for a lot of them, I hadn't even put numbers on them. So there's playlists. There's different bonus episodes. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there that's not even numbered. So really, this is number 101, but there's really a lot more than that. So go check them all out. They're fun. Get some coffee, get some records. I got links. I got discounts for you. Whatever you want. I got you, baby. Okay, I'm going to go. Here's Brown Bag Special by Toxins. And I'll see you around town or in the kitchen. All right, everybody. Ciao, ciao. Withdrawals I'm seeking. My eyes burn as they struggle to adjust the light. Blinding as they fade. So what they call the bravery.
Thanks for listening to The Family Cast.